Hello, good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV 18 podcast. I am Anisha Jain. Well, what really acted like kryptonite for the Indian markets was the crude rise, the rupee fall, as well as the FPI issues. In fact, not just yesterday, if you look at the last two sessions, the Sensex is down over 480 points. The Bank Nifty is down about 600 points in trade. And yesterday itself, the mid-cap lost over 500 points in trade, ended around 2.7% lower. But despite this weak setup as far as the Indian market is concerned, the volume figure from the FIIs and DIIs does not look very bad, because the FIIs, they bought around 32 crores in the cash equity markets yesterday, while the DIIs, they sold around 21 crore shares. Now, in terms of the sectors, it was quite secular, the downward pressure that we saw yesterday in trade, but especially the only index or only sector that actually managed to close in the green was the IT space, while stocks like SBI and HDFC Bank were putting pressure when it comes to the Nifty Bank. And all of this because rupee hit a fresh low. Now, intraday, it went to the level of 71.67, but ended at a record low level of 71.58. Remember, this is the fifth consecutive session wherein we have seen the rupee fall. There was a move in the dollar as well, as that is now back above the 95.5 levels. Argentinian peso also saw some move overnight because the country there is looking to get some accelerated help from IMF. So keep an eye out on the currency space today as well, because that also impacted the yields. Now, yesterday, the 10-year bond yield closed above the 8% level, the highest that we have seen in the last 3.5-4 years. In fact, crude is the other macro factor to watch out for, because yesterday, now that one reached a record high in terms of the Brent at around $72 per barrel. But it's, of course, now retraced some of its gains today. It's hovering around that $78 per barrel mark. But important to keep track of that, because the hurricane situation in the Gulf of Mexico is expected to worsen. So important to see how the crude reacts in reaction to that. Other than that, if you look at the global setup, well, the US markets opened after a holiday on Monday on account of Labor Day, and they closed in the red. Of course, there are two important key things that the investors are watching out there. It is the impending trade talks with Canada that is expected to restart today, and the impending tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods, which is expected to set in any time, in fact this week itself. Other than that, the European markets ended with sharp cuts. For example, the German DAX as well as the French index closed over 1% lower, and the FTSE also down about 0.5%. Asia this morning is trading lower. SGX Nifty for starters is also suggesting a bit of negative start, but important to see how the second half of the day pans out, whether there's some buying that comes in or the pressure and this consolidation in the Indian markets continue. As far as the stocks to keep an eye out on, of course, watch out for the crude and rupee sensitive being banks, as well as the OMCs and the aviation companies. But separately, companies like Texmo Pipes, McNally Bharat Engineering, Goldman International have won some orders, so they will be in the green. Muthoot Finance reported numbers, and it looks strong because they reported highest loan growth on a sequential basis in 11 quarters. So that also is a positive, and asset quality also improved significantly for Muthoot Finance. Expect a green tick there. Other than that, in IGPL, the promoter has sold stake, but Birla Mutual Funds has bought around 3.25% stake, so that will be in focus. Other than that, there is a cabinet meet that is scheduled for later today, so keep an eye out on whether some interesting decision is made there or not. But overall, the cues for the day look a bit somber. Let's see how the second half of trade pans out.